Is this thing on?
It started with two outspoken guys who have opinions on everything from Hollywood to DC. It's the Average Joe's Radio Show. Average Joe's Radio Show.
All right, guys, and welcome to episode 3 of the Average Joe's Radio Show. Yeah, we're getting on a roll. We're starting to make a collection here.
It's the trifecta, guys.
You know, this is supposed to be like this should be the one of the better episodes. This is our third sequel. This is our, Terminator Rise of the Machines? Wait a minute. We shouldn't really do this then.
No. That movie was awful. That was terrible. Yeah, you're right. All right, cut it. We're done.
All right. Let's just pack it up. Apparently, we don't know what we're doing. All right, guys, today we're actually talking about Thor Ragnarok. We actually just got out of the movie theater just like a couple hours ago.
That's right. And had a little mandate.
It's your girl was there. It's not a man. It was more like an awkward three-way.
That's true. I'll let you roll with that one. That's fine.
Honestly, we're just gonna kind of just do a little bit of a Solid Snake mullet style review where we just kind of give you some thoughts without spoiling anything at first, and then if you stick around afterwards, you're looking to get spoiled. So it's kind of on you at that point.
Your own damn fault.
Yeah, it is. All right. So general thoughts. All right, Thor Ragnarok. What do you think? You don't have to go deep into it.
Number-wise, they scale 1 to 10. Whatever stars, you prefer. Thumbs up.
How would you describe it? Give me the elevator pitch.
I really liked the movie. I thought that it carried the story. There were some things that I was not a fan of. Obviously, we'll get into that in the spoiler aspect of this. However, I liked it a lot.
I will say this. I think it was the funniest, if not like maybe right behind Guardians of the Galaxy, like as far as like comedy of far the Marvel universe, which are really kind of going for that. Because this felt more like a comedy than an action movie.
Right.
So that's not spoiling anything. That's just kind of describing what you're gonna see.
Yeah.
I think Chris Hemsworth is Thor. It was at his best here. I don't think he's played Thor better than this.
No,
has
not.
He's so fucking likable as Thor that you just buy in immediately, and his comedic timing. We said this in the other episode, even when talking about him in Ghostbusters. He's just a funny fucking dude.
He doesn't get enough credit for being funny and his comedic roles. Like, everybody hated him in Ghostbusters. Oh, he's just making man jokes and. Comedy is comedy at the end of the day. You can't pick and choose what comedy is funny and what comedy is not.
Yeah, it's also subjective, too. So it just depends on the person, whatever they like seeing.
People like to bitch.
Yeah. And then we got Hulk in this movie. Mm-hmm. And Hulk, that's probably the best looking they've made Hulk, period.
Mm-hmm.
The way they use him in the movie, without spoiling anything, is it's 50-50. He feels like he absolutely feels like a guest star in a Thor movie. Whereas, like, Captain America Civil War felt like a 50-50 movie between Tony Stark and Captain America.
Yes, correct.
Like, they basically were feeding off of each other. You were following two different points of views, and that's because they had split teams. But on this one, since Thor and Hulk kind of fill, like, the void and make a new team to kind of get the current mission done, I don't know. The comedic team-wise, sure, they're hilarious, but I don't know if it's as strong as, like, the Avengers relationship, but I guess it doesn't have to be. It's a kind of a just one-off Thor movie.
Yeah,
but for something that's supposed to be opening up, was supposed to be a three-part arc, I think they said, for the Hulk,
right?
That's what gets me. I don't know that they set up an arc for him. I just think he was just used in the movie.
He was there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was there.
Reference again, guys.
I don't know exactly how to feel about it. If I had to just put a number to this movie, just to kind of rate it, I would probably say like 7.5 out of 10.
I would probably give it an 8.
All right. I guess I'll have to rewatch. I'm going to rewatch it. So I guess by then I'll kind of go back and decide what it's going to be. But if I had to go right off the top of my head, I would go 7.5.
Okay.
A really funny movie. Maybe uses comedy a little too much at times.
Mm-hmm.
In some moments, like, some of it absolutely works and you don't even mind it and you're laughing your ass off. There's other times you're like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be somewhat sad and we're laughing and I'm not sure if we're supposed to be laughing here.
Right, yeah.
So I think you know what I meant by that, but we're good.
Yep.
So I think it's definitely worth a go. I mean, especially if you're somebody who's following the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I don't know how you don't go see this.
Right, so, yeah. I mean, it's you kind of have to.
Yeah. I think, like I said, Chris Hemsworth knocked it out of the park. He did. Best iteration of Thor. It's the best Thor movie. And it can be argued it's one of the better Marvel movies around. Because, I mean, I still maybe hold, like, Iron Man as, like, one of the best
probably
ones.
Yeah.
But, like, Iron Man 2 in no way is as strong as the original.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think this beats movies like Iron Man 2, in my opinion.
Yeah. I would say Iron Man's got to be, in my opinion, Iron Man's got to be the best. Because that's what kind of set the tone for where we are now as far as what we expect.
That's why
in
I
went
Man of Steel for DC. Like, DC, that's what kicked it off. Like, that's how I feel about it, so. All right, let's, this is definitely going to get into the spoiler part of it now. So, we kind of gave you general ideas there. So, if you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok, pause it, come back to it, and join us while we spoil the living shit out of this.
3 seconds. 2, 1, go.
Go. All right, so, let's just go right into this. All right, so. The one of the things we'll talk about spoiler-wise, what did you think about the Hulk's voice?
I thought it was so cheesy.
It was.
Like, it sounded like a giant baby's voice.
Yeah, I mean, he's an angry baby. They made the Hulk was like a toddler on a temper tantrum.
Right. With, like you said, Hulk looked fucking fantastic. He looked incredible. He looked exactly
maybe not to Thor,
because
Thor had to see his dick in the movie, but, you know.
Right. I'm glad we didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm glad they skipped that. I don't think Disney would get away with showing Hulk penis on the fucking screen.
Never know.
Chris Hemsworth's got an eyeful.
I think I liked the look, but the voice. Yeah, the voice and just his overall, the way they presented him was completely different than any of the other movies, where he wasn't a complete big baby.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I didn't mind it because it fit the comedic structure that they were doing, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the Hulk.
I mean, it all depends. Like, I probably wouldn't have done it. Or I would have maybe had him talk less. You know what I mean? Just, like, use it in short bursts. You know, like, kind of like when he talked to Loki after he beat the shit out of him in the Avengers. And he was like, puny god.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It was just, it didn't seem like he liked to talk. He just was, like, all brute, like, just kind of roaring and fucking
shit. I'm big
up.
Fire, you're smoldering fire.
See, that's funny, but that's like, I didn't realize Hulk was that deep. I didn't realize yeah. Hulk knew about all this stuff.
Right.
I thought Hulk was just a giant rage machine.
Right.
But to each his own. All right. What did you think about how they used Doctor Strange? How they kind of followed through with, I think it was the end of Doctor Strange?
Yep.
Where it was the after credits scene. They literally picked up the movie there.
Yeah, which I love that. Yeah. I love tie-in things like that.
Benedict Cumberbatch is a shit as
he
Doctor
is.
Strange.
He's really good.
I really liked it.
He is very good at it. And the tie-in part is cool. Especially, I mean, we'll get into at the end of this movie, which is starting to tie in more things, too.
To the Infinity War.
Right. So it's finally, like, it's going up, which is, to me, is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
The thing about Doctor Strange, too, like, he fit that comedic, like, that comedic tone, too. He was literally, like, transporting Thor all over the fucking place.
Right.
Without Thor wanting it. He kept, like, bumping into shelves and spilling beer all over himself constantly. And when he finally, because he basically like kidnaps Loki because he sees that Loki's on Earth, so he's like, oh, the hell with this, and he just like creates a portal and Loki falls through it, and you sit here thinking that he's had Loki in some kind of like cell or something, and
no,
then he's
no,
like,
no.
Thor's like, oh, where's my brother? And then all of a sudden he just spawns a hole and then he falls. He's like, I've been falling for 30 minutes. That was so sweet.
And it's things like that which are hilarious to me. And I think that has to do a lot with the cast.
Yeah,
because
they did a good
like
job. The cast did a good job.
Yeah, in its entirety, everybody did a very good job. Which is, I mean, you know, like you, I see your notes as well. Where my very first note has to do with the Grandmaster, which we'll talk about him. But
this is Jeff Goldblum, Ian Malcolm,
phenomenal.
Dude, this movie kind of hooked me right from the get-go, man. That opening scene where Thor was like in a chain and he's like, what was the name of that demon? Let's call him Devil Horns for the sake of argument.
Yeah.
He had his name. I'm not going to look it up right now. But the giant, like, demon flame monster with horns, he's sitting there just talking to him and Thor
I'm gonna
literally
destroy
like,
your Hold up.
Because he literally just starts spinning because he's on a chain. And he's like, I'll come back around and we'll finish this. I was really loving where you were going with that.
And yeah, the best part about it is it didn't happen just once.
No, he did it like three times.
It happened three times and you're like, okay, the first time is hilarious. The second time, you're like, okay, that's funny. It's not going to happen a third time. So then when it happens a third time, you're like, holy shit, this is great. I love it.
Yeah, you really realize that they went for comedy first.
They did.
There's no doubt in my mind they went for comedy first.
Yep. Which I think, you know what, in that sense is good because it sets the tone where, like you said, DC was trying to go more dark storyline wise, right?
Yeah.
Marvel's storylines, I mean, if you look at this movie,
well, DC's trying to change it up,
too. Right, but if you look at this movie for what it was, the storyline was pretty dark.
Yeah.
But you never realized that at any point in the movie.
Because the tone didn't match what the story was going
right.
for. And speaking of the tone, the music was, like I said, it's like Stranger Things, like synthesized music. They used a lot of it. The rock music they used,
you can't beat Led Zeppelin at the beginning.
No, come on, dude.
You can't.
The whole movie from top to bottom was like a different take on how Thor movies have looked and felt. And I think it's better for it.
I agree.
So I don't think they could have gone another route that I would have enjoyed more.
I think they did need to change up the Thor, the overall presentation a little bit. And
I think movies like this are going to make Thor a more of a fan favorite with people, the way like Captain America and Iron Man is. Because
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, people, like women, lose their minds over Chris Hemsworth because of how he looks, and this movie's not going to fix or alleviate that at all because he's literally like shirtless. Just completely jacked for like a full minute with no dialogue, and you just heard like every woman in the theater like clench the seats. I believe the seats may have been moist afterwards. Who
Snail
knows?
Trails, who knows?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
It was like it's like the girls got treated to their own Magic Mike moment in a Marvel right. movie. It's basically yeah. what it was. I'm not gonna lie, no homo. That's a beautiful man. So yeah. I can't say nothing. Like that dude's got us all beat.
Yeah, he's pretty huge.
The Loki Thor dynamic. Like, dude, the relationship is perfect.
It's like they're real life brothers.
Yeah.
They play off each other so well.
Yeah, I think they did a better job here than they did even in the first and second Thor movies put
yeah.
together.
Yep. They really did.
They got along like just two brothers that just do not give a shit. They just love pranking one another, right. especially Loki, because he said he like pranked them by pretending to be a snake. Literally how much Thor loves snakes. So I think that just shows you, like, he'd be, like, the worst kind of brother to have. God knows what Loki would be doing. Loki would find out that you like a girl and imitate her, and right before you're about to kiss her, turn back into himself just to fuck with you.
And so you can still kiss him. And yeah. then never forget that.
Because he's weird like that.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
How'd you feel about Mark Ruffalo's Bruce Banner? Not when he was Hulk, just Bruce right. Banner.
For what it was okay.
Okay.
The reason why I say that is because he was Hulk for 2 years.
Yeah.
When you're not yourself for 2 years, you're not all there when you come back. Like, so I thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you compare the way Mark Ruffalo was in the other movies, he was totally different to me. But I understood why. I'm not going to lie. It did annoy the shit out of me at some time. You know, where I'm just like, okay, like, you're acting a little too weird. Thor even said that. why are you acting so weird? You know, I haven't been myself for 2 years.
Yeah, and the only thing that gets me about that is, like, how in the fuck does the Hulk not turn back into Bruce Banner when he goes to sleep? He's not angry. Isn't it supposed to be that he's angry and that's what creates the Hulk?
I guess.
The anger perpetuates the downfall into his Hulk personality or whatever? Like, I don't understand that, I guess.
And you're not supposed to go to sleep angry. That's like psychology 101. Come on, people.
That's that relationship advice for you guys right there.
Yeah, that's free.
I liked him. I feel like they didn't use very much of Mark Ruffalo. I mean, to be completely honest, if I'm trying to remember correctly, I don't think he's in the movie more than 15 minutes.
No.
Like
collectively,
I don't think he's in it at all. The Hulk is the actual co-star in this
movie. Right.
It's not Bruce Banner.
Yep.
But to be completely fair, what is Bruce Banner going to do on an alien planet?
Right.
Where his science doesn't technically mean jack shit.
Well, Bruce Banner is just as strong as the Hulk.
I love how he referenced that, too, when they told him to fly that jet. He's like, yeah. He's like, use your PhD, Banner. And he's like, dude, I don't have a PhD to fly a fucking alien ship.
Well, you remember when they're sitting on the little stairwell, and he goes, You were just using me to get to the Hulk.
Bruce, I love the Hulk. Yeah. I love you. I don't even like that guy.
Bruce Banner's just as strong as the Hulk. Oh, yeah. Is he really?
I love it.
Dude, it's that kind of comedy. That's the thing, though. Whenever it was him and they were just referencing that relationship that Thor has with the Hulk, like that, like, they're like two infant kids that are like fighting in a playpen.
Right.
Like, and one of them's stronger than the other. I'm sorry. I'm convinced Thor's stronger than fucking Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Like, Hulk can definitely throw some blows at Thor, but, like, Thor is going barehanded against a fucking beast, and he's got, like, the power of electricity, like, and lightning. Right. Like, he's just...
He became Raiden.
Yeah, he literally did. And by the way, that looked fucking awesome.
It did. The CGI and the special
effects. Yeah, like, he didn't miss. The hammer was cool. They used it in short amounts, like, right at the beginning, right before Hela freaking just destroyed it. She crushed his manhood, literally.
Right.
He, like, threw that hammer. He's like, I got this shit, Loki. Don't even stress it. As soon as his sister, the god of death.
The goddess of death. So let me ask you this, since we just touched on that. A lot of people... Fans, so if you read the reviews, critics love it. Hollywood loves it. A lot of the fans are complaining.
Why? I guess I must have missed it.
They're complaining that Thor no longer has a hammer, and they're complaining that he cut his hair.
Okay, but they're going to take liberties with this shit, man. And I'm glad they did, man, because I hate to say it, the other Thor movies weren't the best. It's not that they weren't awful.
Right.
But they could have been better. I think this breaks Thor out into a new world where people are going to be looking forward to other Thor movies.
Right.
Whereas the other ones, it's like I felt like it was homework. Like, right. I know I need to watch this to know everything that happens in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Right. I think Thor 1 is better than Thor 2.
Yes.
I think that movie's better. It's just Thor 2, the trailer looked awesome, and then I started watching it and I was like, all right, it was okay. It wasn't the greatest Marvel movie, but it was okay. Like, right, but that's me. That's my favorite character on the team is Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah, of course.
So, and I think if this is any kind of insinuation, like, I don't know, man. I guess I kind of get the idea. Remember we talked about, like, I don't know how they haven't given Mark Ruffalo his own Hulk movie.
Right.
I'm almost wondering, based on how I feel about the Hulk after this movie, if maybe they're right to just use him as a secondary character and other things. Like, he could earn his own movie. If you have the right writers, you can make... There's an Ant-Man movie. Right. So, if you can get the right people to do it, it'll be fine.
And how many people knew who Ant-Man was before the movie came out?
Oh, not a whole
lot. Not very
much. I would say most people didn't know who Ant-Man was. But I guess the way they... There was enough comedy there that you enjoyed seeing him there, but I don't know what they mean by a three-part arc.
Yeah. Like,
what did they set up? They just showed him waking up wondering, what the hell am I doing on an alien planet? Why have I been the Hulk for 2 years? Like, unless the arc is him losing himself into the Hulk.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know maybe I missed that arc. I don't get it. Like, the fact that he's now with Thor and with the Asgard people that need a new home or something, I guess.
Yeah, it's very strange because, like you said, they didn't write anything to continue going up. Like, have we already reached the pinnacle? Like, are we getting ready to go down the first drop of the roller coaster now?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I will say this. The fucking fight between Hulk and Thor was awesome.
Oh, that was great.
That was fantastic, man.
And what that did is that didn't make the Hulk look weak at all, but it sold Thor that... This guy is strong as hell.
I feel like they've underplayed Thor's strength in the movies. Does that make any sense? Like,
yeah.
Except for maybe in the first Avengers movie, like when he first gets on top, I think it's like the Empire State Building, and he like charges like the wormhole that opens up.
Yeah.
With lightning. Other than that, like, it shows him taking care of business, but the Hulk felt like the muscle of the team.
And I think that they were... I'm assuming, obviously, I wasn't in the writer's studio there, but I think that was the angle that they were trying. Yeah, I know. Believe it or not. I think that was the angle that they were trying for is, okay, look, like, the Hulk in the previous movies and the Edward Norton movies and I don't even remember the first
one. Eric Bana.
Yeah.
The Ang Lee Hulk movie.
And those ones, I mean, they weren't well received.
I think the overall. Edward Norton one... was better received than the Ang Lee one, but I don't think either one of them was like a breakout movie by
any stretch. So I think that's what they were just using the Hulk for in the Avengers movies, just to be the muscle.
I feel like they could have launched the entire Avengers with just Captain America. I'm sorry, not Captain America, Tony Stark.
Yeah.
They had enough goodwill with Nick Fury as Samuel Jackson and Robert Downey Jr., they could have built the Avengers right from there.
Yeah, they really could have.
But, I mean, I still love Captain America, the first Avenger. That's one of my favorite Marvel movies. I think the Captain America movies, all three of them are fantastic. Yeah. I think in order of like movies I'd rather see, like movies I'd watch, I'd probably go Captain America, Winter Soldier, Civil War, and then the first one. But putting them in that order doesn't mean that I don't love either one. I think they're all great movies.
Right, yeah, it's hard to choose. I think Civil War for me just edges out Winter Soldier. Not by much, but maybe.
Winter Soldier just felt like a political thriller, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I liked it. It felt like an adult movie. Like, you almost forgot that this was a superhero movie.
Right.
It just felt like an awesome action movie.
It's true. I agree with you.
I know we kind of mentioned this, but dude, doesn't it, like, the movie was funny. There's no doubt in my mind that this movie's funny. I was laughing during this movie. Like I said, there are just some scenes, like, after, like, Asgard gets messed up, what's his name, Korg? I think that's it, the rock guy? The gladiator? Yeah, I'm pretty sure his name's Korg, and that's the director, dude.
Yeah.
That's the director's voice, yeah. And I thought Korg, I recognized him, yeah. I was like, dude, I know that, like... Is he from New Zealand, I think it is, or Australia? I forget what it was. I think him I can't remember which one.
Hey, Chris, man, my name's Korg. This is Meek.
Oh, Meek's dead. I stomped on him outside. I didn't mean to. Oh, never mind. He's alive.
That, to me, they could have actually... I enjoyed the Korg character so much as far as comedic relief that this movie could have been just as serious as the first two. And had him in there, and it would have been just as funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the overall value of it.
Dude, the fact that that guy suggested that the hammer gets Thor off.
Right.
That I was dying.
It pulls you off.
He's like, you mean to tell me the hammer pulls you off? Oh, God.
I'm like, come on.
Because, dude, they keep playing, like, that Thor has an unnatural relationship with his fucking hammer.
Yeah.
He likes to drop the hammer, though. That's that manhood.
That's right. There's another relationship advice for you guys.
I mean, I don't know too many. The only, like I said, comedic timing on some things. The actual jokes, it's not like the jokes don't work. The jokes work. It's just some of them just feel weirdly placed.
Right.
Just some moments, like I said, just like the whole, like, Asgard gets completely fucked. And he's like, well, I guess we could make a home somewhere else as long as the foundations are there. And then the whole fucking Asgard explodes. He's like, oh, never mind.
It's gone.
And that's their freaking home. That's their freaking home world.
Like, right.
How is it just blowing up? How are these people not in tears and shit? Like, and I get the whole movie thing where they were trying to say, like, oh, Asgard is... Home is where you make it, is basically what they were saying about Asgard. That they don't need it to be there. Apparently Asgard's going to be on Earth, and I don't know how the hell they're going to explain how Loki's not going to go to some kind of jail.
He's got to.
That'd be like, we're bringing Osama bin Laden to join SEAL Team 6. It's like, no, son, he still wiped out lots of freaking people.
Right.
I know it doesn't seem like it, because... Like, in movies like Man of Steel, they played up the damage and the destruction. And in the Avengers, it was so many jokes. You forget, people died.
Right.
Yeah, people died. And Loki's responsible for that shit. So there's no way he's on Earth looking like Loki. He's going to have to change his look or something.
Agreed.
Or he's going to have to stay with Stephen Strange. And I'm sure Doctor Strange don't want any of that shit, because he didn't seem too happy about him being there in the first place.
No, he was not at all. That was the whole reason why he sucked him into his portal.
I just want, like, what does that mean for, like, the Bifrost? Like, because, you know, wasn't the Bifrost in Asgard? Or is that just one of the many places where you could place the sword to open up the
I think that was one of many places.
I just was wondering, because it's not like he ever moves anywhere else. You just always see them coming right back to the rain. I call it the Rainbow Room.
That's what it looked like. It looked like Rainbow Road from the first Mario Kart. It is Rainbow Road,
but it just... Like, I call it the Rainbow Room because they all lead up... All those rainbow platforms lead up to this damn room... Where Carl Urban was at the beginning of the movie was doing it. That dude doing the shake weight. Oh my god, dude. He's like trying to show off to like two chicks, and he's supposed to be watching the gate to make sure like Thor has a way back, and this motherfucker's over there just looking like he's jerking off in a commercial.
I got these two guns from Texas. I call them Dez and Destroyer.
It's Dez and Troy.
Dez and Troy, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, it was a Cowboys reference. I was smiling on that.
Yeah.
Haters. What'd you think of the villain, Hela, the goddess of death?
I liked her. I mean...
Cate Blanchett did a good job, in my opinion.
Cate Blanchett did a phenomenal job.
She's not a Loki, But then again, like I said, Loki is not so much a villain anymore. He's just like...
He's an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero. Yeah. That's basically what it is. I think she was better than Malekith.
Right.
And I would argue she was better than somebody like the Red Skull.
Yeah.
And Mickey Rourke as Whiplash.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she's not the worst Marvel villain. I think she did a good job.
She did good. She was, I mean, that the role was to be an overpowering goddess that you don't like.
The horns are the things I don't like about her outfit. Like when she was just like that black hair and it was down, like when she first sees Thor and Loki right after Odin dies.
I agree.
That's when I was like, oh, I'd love if they kept this look, where she looks like a sad-ass Avril Lavigne that was just finished crying in a rainstorm or some shit.
Right, and then she looked like Maleficent.
Exactly. That's exactly what she looked like right after, with them damn horns.
Yeah.
She looked like a damn deer.
Yeah.
But I think overall, like, the acting, she brought it. Like, I believed that she was some like a force to be reckoned with. I feel like the way they kind of took her out was kind of quick for somebody who they kept saying... Oh, Thor's not going to be able to take on his own. Like, they kept trying to explain the stakes, but then this giant...
The demon thing that Thor already took out himself took her out.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you look at it in that respect, yeah, you're like, okay, that does not make one damn bit of sense at all.
How funny was it that, like, they were in the middle of using that thing to take her out, and then the Hulk just jumps at the thing. He's like, big monster! Yeah. And he's going to fuck the thing up.
Like, stuff like that it's awesome.
Oh, it's absolutely.
And it's
Surtur. That's his name.
Surtur.
Surtur. Maybe I'm sorry. Or Surtur, or whatever the heck it is. But that's what the...
Surtur.
That was the name of that giant creature. It looked awesome when Hulk jumped at him. He's like trying to put damage on this thing, fucked him up. He's but it's monster. That's where the Hulk voice didn't bother me. In short bursts like that, I feel like it would have been fine. They talked a little too much inside the room.
Yeah, the like red and white room.
The red and white color. Bedroom. Just pick a damn color. I think he was just trying to get on his nerves. The chick who played Valkyrie, she was awesome.
She was.
She was in Creed. She was Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend.
That's right.
She's a good freaking actress.
She
all is. The way around.
She's really good.
So I think I liked what they did with Valkyrie. Dude, the imagery of how like the Valkyries were coming down to attack Hela.
Yeah.
And literally, you just see it. Just looked like a damn painting.
It did.
It looked freaking sick. So the visual style there was very Zack Snyder-ish.
Yeah.
That looked like something out of 300. Which, by the way, somebody's going to be dubbing over Leonidas right over how Loki in the movie says, "This is madness."
Oh,
you know somebody's going to put, "No, this is Sparta."
Of course.
Somebody's going to make a YouTube clip and just cut that one up. What do you think of how Loki was essentially trying to betray Thor after they did "Let's Do Help Me"?
Oh, yeah.
When he throws Loki at the guards.
I would betray you if you wanted me to do help me too.
Yeah, because he just throws him like a ragdoll at people.
It's classic Loki. That's the best part.
You can't trust him. You want to trust him.
Right, yeah. Really I love the guy and I hate the guy. So when he's, you know, working with Thor and you go, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. He's working with Thor.
He's such an idiot. The way he showed up with the ship to basically like help all the Asgardians get off Asgard. And he's like, yo, Savior has arrived.
Yeah.
Because he's all about that like gloating, like worship me. I'm your savior type of shit. Even though he's just an asshole.
He was disguised as Odin.
Dude, Matt Damon showed up in this
freaking
movie. That's right. Matt Damon, dude, he played Loki in like a play that Loki was like writing.
How awesome was that?
Yeah.
That was completely unexpected.
That's a cameo that just threw me off.
It did, and it was great. Like, I loved that. I love Matt Damon. So then when he does stuff like that, it's awesome.
I think the movie works primarily because Chris Hemsworth brought it, but the relationship between Thor and Loki.
Yeah.
That's what's like the continuing thread in this movie. Heck, seeing them all fight together on the Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
Let's call it that. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. If not, it's not a big deal. That's what the hell it looks like. When they're all fighting the Rainbow Road, Hulk's fighting that giant wolf.
Yeah.
And Loki's just putting work on people and Valkyrie's whooping people's asses. Hell, even Carl Urban's character literally like showed up with Dez and Troy, those two M16s, and he was just putting work on all of them. I think if they extended that fight more, with Hela. Like, yeah. I would have enjoyed that more than just watching her get smashed by some giant CGI creature. And you don't even know if she's dead.
Right.
I don't think it's suggested that she's dead. She just looks like she got defeated.
Yeah.
It looks like they destroyed Asgard, but if she's the goddess of death, like, how does she die?
Gods don't die, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. Gods don't die, or if she's the goddess of death, I don't understand. It just means when she finally dies, or does it just mean like she's just like the best soldier at killing people or some shit? I don't know.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about Thor losing an eye?
Dude, that bugged me, because now we have like Captain Hook freaking Thor.
Right. To me, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I honestly don't, because
I thought he just got scratched and it would look like a battle scar at first, and then I didn't think that they actually took his eye till Loki pointed it out to him.
Yeah. Hey, you're missing an eye. To me, I don't like that. I'm fine with taking liberties and not being completely canon. But to me, like, I don't recall Thor losing an eye in the comics. Now,
I'm sure in some comics somewhere, like, there's always some random thing. But in the main continuity generally, no, I don't think he loses
right. his eye. I could be wrong. Message us. Let us know. Yeah. Fact check.
Okay. I don't know, man. It doesn't so much bother me that he lost his eye. I just thought they'd give it back to him, because when I saw the previews for Infinity War, it doesn't look like he's missing an eye.
Right.
So unless they find, like,
maybe Tony Stark makes one for him or something. Who knows?
I don't think so. Based on how you see that after credit scene of the Thanos ship literally showing up right outside the Asgard ship, that makes me think that they're literally picking up right where Thor Ragnarok ends to go into Infinity War. Because really in the preview for Infinity War, Thor is like floating out in space and he crashes up against the Guardians of the Galaxy ship. And
that's right.
He's like,
that's
wipe it off. So I don't know. Do you feel this movie set up Infinity War anymore? I feel like they spent so much time with Hela that they didn't have to. They showed the gauntlet.
Right.
And she like swiped it off like it was some bullshit off like a display in like Odin's treasure room or whatever.
Yep. Like, that was what I liked about it was what tied it in, I guess, to the Infinity War was the after credits scene.
Yeah. But I figured maybe we just didn't stick around for a second. I didn't think there was another credit. I tried looking it up when we were there. I don't think there was another scene that we missed. I don't know that it's not my favorite after credits scene, because it was really short and didn't show too much. It was literally they were just kind of looking outside the ship and then Thanos' ship just literally shows up right in front of it, and that's where they cut.
Right.
I thought they were going to do more, especially when I see all these stories online. It's like, oh, the after credit scene explained. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's pretty obvious.
Right. If you've been following it at all,
yeah, I think it's pretty obvious what the hell it is. What do you think about Hela's fighting scenes? Like,
they were okay.
Like, when she first opens up and starts throwing blades everywhere?
I mean, I thought of Baraka from
Mortal Kombat. Fair enough.
I mean, you know what, though? Like, at the end of the day, whether I liked it or not, she's a goddess. She can do things that others can't. You know what I mean? Like, everybody else has magic. Loki has magic. Thor clearly can channel thunder and lightning through his body now. So, in retrospect, I don't really mind it. To me, it's just a little... It caught me off guard. Because I was like, okay, so what is it? What exactly is her power? Is that her power?
To just throw blades? No, I think she's a warrior. I think she's a warrior. She's the best at making people die. Which doesn't really... I guess it doesn't really make sense. Like I said, I expect Thor still put work in on her. Like, she whooped his ass for sure. She was like stabbing him and everything.
But. Yep.
All right, let's go to... Before we wrap this thing, let's talk about the man of the hour. Jeff Goldblum.
I thought we were talking about me.
No. Grandmaster J.
Dude, Jeff Goldblum was fantastic.
He stole the scene. When he got in that, when they first showed it, he stole that whole scene.
Oh, yeah. I honestly, like, I knew that, obviously, I knew he was in the movie, of course. But when it came out to it, he was perfect.
When I saw his outfit, when I saw it in the trailers, I'm like, oh, God, they made him look so goofy. But when you meet him, it's perfect. It's exactly him. Who he is. It's him. It's that character.
Yeah.
So I love how he's like a giant projected thing. Right. He's like, listen, y'all need to find this thing. Like, don't let him out of here. Like, he's just
And he's the random DJ in the little club that they go into. Like, you know, everything. His
ugly wife.
His ugly wife.
No, don't give me the stick.
This don't give me the burning stick.
Yeah, it's not exactly a punishment, like a capital punishment. He knocked it out of the park. I liked him. He reminded me a lot of the Collector.
Yeah.
Remember the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Feige, I think, said that they're going to meet up. So I guess those two will come into contact somehow.
That'll make for a good scene.
His ship, they said, like, his ship, they did an orgy.
He has orgies on it.
It had freaking fireworks and shit. Like, it's insane. And if you're a nerd like me and Danny, you'll notice that right at there's two Jurassic Park characters in this movie.
Right.
You have Jeff Goldblum, Ian Malcolm.
Yep.
And then you had right at the beginning, like, the guy where Matt Damon was playing, like, Loki, like, in, like, a play in front of fake Odin. He was, like, the narrator of the play, Dr.
Oh, what the hell is his name?
Sam Neill is his name.
Right.
Dr. Grant.
Yeah. How do we not remember?
How am I going to call myself a nerd and then not remember Dr. Grant's name?
To be fair, you called yourself the nerd and then added me as an afterthought.
Yeah.
So my slate's still clean.
I shouldn't have stained you with that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is, like I said, 7.5 is fair just because I think it had a lot of comedic moments. I loved the epic look of when Thor, like, almost supercharged, went all Raiden on everybody.
Right.
That was awesome. The music, the montage during that scene.
Yeah.
Was that Led Zeppelin?
Mm-hmm.
Just knocked it out of the park. I would probably say Hulk at times was awesome, and then Hulk at times was weirdly used. And mostly because of how it was the talking scenes with them in that room.
Right.
I know some people that are just outside, you know, everyday fans probably aren't going to care. They're just going to think it's funny that Hulk talks. It's just for people that know Hulk, it's kind of out of character.
Right.
For him to talk that much.
Yeah.
I think less is more. With
Hulk, for sure.
Yeah, less is more.
For sure.
I don't mean, like, him fighting, because him fighting is always awesome. It's always great to see the Hulk just bash the shit out of somebody.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, his talking scenes were just, like, it sounded like a giant baby.
Dude, when he jumps off the plane to go down the Rainbow Road, and he's, like, trying to show Valkyrie.
Oh, my God.
He's like, she's like, who are you? Because she had no idea that he was Hulk, because she was so used to seeing just the Hulk, because he never got out of character. So when he was just alone with Thor, and Bruce Banner shows up, she's like, who is this guy again? And Thor's like, I'll explain later. And he, like, goes, he's like, all right, I'm going to save the day and become the Hulk again. And he jumps out of the freaking jet, and he literally just, like, slaps, like, a bug on a windshield on the Rainbow Road.
As Bruce Banner.
Oh, my. And the damn wolf is like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
The wolf even knows them, like, oh, this guy's dead.
Yeah, this guy's like, this thing's awesome. An idiot. It's not worth me chewing.
That was great.
There was a lot of, I think there was enough funny shit in this movie that I really got to enjoy. It's a popcorn flick. It's absolutely a popcorn flick. It feels like a summer movie.
Right.
Even though it's happening in November, it would have played a little better in the summer.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Thor Ragnarok is another fantastic installment in what is already a giant library of great movies for Marvel.
I agree.
So I think overall, I think a lot of people are going to like it. If you're on the fence of going to see it, don't be. Don't the things that we found as cons are in no way a reason for somebody to not go see.
No,
these are we're just picking it apart because we're kind of reviewing it. If I just was generally giving thoughts on it, I would say, oh, I thought it was a really good movie.
Right.
To just a generic person, I wouldn't be explaining all this extra stuff.
Right.
So.
And if you were just a generic person, you wouldn't be listening to this review.
An average Joe.
An average Joe. Ha ha. We will be here all week. Yeah. Hey, actually, we got some more episodes coming up that we're going to be releasing for you guys too.
We got to do Stranger Things because we finally watched all of season 2.
Season 2 is in the wrap.
Talk about that. I love season 2.
So good.
So leave us some comments. Make sure you guys are rating us on iTunes.
Yes.
Because that does help us, please.
Please.
Pretty please. And if there's something, too, you want us to talk about, you could always put it in the comments, and we'll see if we can do an episode.
Put in the comments, reach us on Twitter, or comment on our Facebook page. We'll respond back immediately if you message us on Facebook.
If there's a zip code, we'll fucking be there.
That's right. Well, until next time, guys.
Signing off.
Wait, you're still here? Episode's over, guys. No, we appreciate the love, but I mean, just because this was a Marvel podcast, that doesn't mean we got extra scenes in the credits. Nah, show's over. See ya.